A Juneau judge sends a Skagway Raptor tour application back to the planners who denied it. And White Pass prepares to spray herbicide along train tracks later this month. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Amid some lingering concerns, an outside company is set to spray herbicide on parts of the train tracks outside Skagway later this month. The company hired for the task recently changed the brand of weed killer it'll use because of local restrictions. KHNS's Jillian Rogers reports.
Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn says he has no hesitation about the one-day spraying of intrusive and obstructive weeds on the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad tracks. The company, DBI Services, out of Pennsylvania, announced in late May they would no longer use Roundup, which includes a chemical banned by the municipality. Instead, they'll use something called Oust, made by DuPont. Its main ingredient, sulfomaturon methyl, is not on the Skagway Borough's list of unapproved herbicides. Here's Hahn.
I think anybody that hears the word herbicide, they get nervous, I suppose, in general. No, there's nothing more being done. I mean, basically, we've done what's required. We found out about it, we informed them of what's prohibited, and apparently they're going to comply with that.
The issue came up a couple of years ago when White Pass announced its intention to spray the tracks with Roundup. But there was a public outcry because of fear that Roundup's active ingredient is carcinogenic. So White Pass suspended the spraying indefinitely. Shortly after that, an ordinance was introduced and approved by the Assembly to limit which chemicals could be sprayed. DBI posted its intention to once again spray Roundup on the tracks just a few weeks ago, which again spurred concern. The company was informed of the municipal code revision and, together with White Pass, decided on using Oust instead. Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. said Thursday at the Assembly meeting using a different agent on the weeds is better, but not great.
In some senses, that's a good thing, but in others, it's still a concern because the municipality has waivers regarding discharges in the area for our drinking water.
Burnham said any mass discharge might force the borough to give up those waivers and have to start testing the drinking water more regularly.
And even potentially have to build a treatment plant. Yeah. So there are potential grave costs to this intent, I guess.
Skagway resident Gary Hansen also voiced concern at the meeting.
I understand the economic factors at play here. I'm sure it's a lot cheaper for them to go ahead and spray rather than use mechanical means to remove the weeds. But I question, the value judgment they're putting money ahead of potential health hazard.
But White Pass's Tyler Rose says mechanical means can't be used to remove the weeds in this case.
There are several issues as far as the vegetative growth in the right-of-way, one of which is just for visual inspection and the ability to see. But one of the larger issues is having sufficient drainage and support for the roadbed itself. Weed whacking and mechanical means taking that away across the top don't meet those goals. We still have the root beds inside of the roots inside of the roadbed, rather. So that's where it's problematic.
Rose says the area in question is a federal right-of-way, so technically White Pass is not required to adhere to borough code. But they will follow local rules because they want to ease residents' concerns. The need for the weed abatement comes from the Federal Railroad Administration. Karen Hendrickson works for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's Pesticide Control Program. She says weeds that obstruct the path of the train can cause hazardous conditions, especially beefier varieties like willow and alder.
They have very strict requirements about vegetation and what can be growing on the tracks. There's safety reasons and maintenance reasons. And with our long summers and our growing season, the vegetation just gets a root hold and you can't keep it within their specifications easily.
According to Hendrickson, the chemicals used in Oust are not necessarily more benign than those in Roundup. They just act in a different way. The ingredients in Oust don't hang around as long, which can be good and bad.
However, that may mean that you have to spray more of something because, 6 weeks later you've got more plants growing, whereas something that sticks around a lot longer and it may work longer, meaning you have to apply less. So there's trade-offs to different products.
White Pass and DBI are hosting a public forum to address herbicide questions on June 16th at the AB Hall from 5 to 7 p.m. Spraying will happen for one day during the following week, though Rose says a final date hasn't been set. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
A permit application for a raptor tour in the Lyersville area of Skagway is coming back to the local planning commission in July. The commission denied the application from Haines-based Alaska Mountain Guides in the fall of 2014. AMG appealed to Alaska Superior Court. In April, a Juneau judge remanded the decision back to the Planning Commission. He said the reasons for the borough's denial were unclear. Alaska Mountain Guides' plan involves partnering with the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines to offer a Skagway raptor tour. They would bring visitors to the Lyersville property and walk on a short trail to a raptor viewing center, where up to 10 birds would be kept in mews and handled by trained staff from the Eagle Foundation. In a letter to the Planning Commission, AMG representatives said the facility would bring variety to Skagway's natural history and educational offerings.
My concern was related to the entire application.
Orion Hansen is the Skagway Planning Commission chair.
I didn't really think it was appropriate for the location, particularly with the comments from the public. From neighboring property owners.
Hansen says the planners had a number of concerns about the proposed tour. They included the influx of tourists to the area, the lack of restrooms and 24-hour supervision of the site, and some neighbors' opposition to the plan. Hansen also feels the industrial-zoned area isn't an appropriate place for a tourism-focused business.
You're not supposed to have strictly tourist-related activities out there.
Tourism uses are not specifically referenced in Skagway's industrial zoning code. Kennels are allowed. Minutes from the meeting show that planners struggled with whether the raptor tour fell under the definition for a kennel. Ultimately, the commission rejected the conditional use permit application in a vote of 2-1. Commissioners Hansen and Matt Deitch were opposed. Rocky Outcault was in favor. In the commission's reasoning, it said the permit application failed to meet three of the four criteria for conditional use. It would not protect the public health, safety, and welfare. It would substantially injure the lawful use of neighboring properties or uses, and it would substantially decrease the value of or be out of harmony with property in the neighboring area. To that, Juneau Judge Philip Pollenberg essentially says, "Where is the proof?" After AMG's permit was rejected by the Planning Commission and the Assembly Board of Appeals upheld the rejection, the tour company appealed the decision to Superior Court. Judge Pollenberg sided with AMG, saying the Planning Commission did not pass the substantial evidence test. Pollenberg walks through the conversation between AMG co-owner Sean Gaffney and planners at the October 2014 meeting. He notes that Gaffney responded to concerns such as lack of restrooms or 24-hour surveillance, saying they would be happy to comply with those conditions. Despite AMG's reassurances, the commission denied the permit. The judge says, quote, "The municipality suggests, in essence, that the court simply assumed that each and every one of the concerns expressed in the meeting formed the basis for the denial of the permit. This does not answer the question of why the commission denied the permit rather than conditioning it upon remediation of these concerns." Planner Hansen says he thinks the commission's reasoning is clear from the meeting's discussion.
I thought it was a slanted viewing of the way the judge read it, and some of that may just be the way that, you know, the Skagway presents findings of fact. I thought that in reading through the minutes which the judge had, I thought it was pretty clear, but I'm not a judge. I'm actually a carpenter.
Judge Pollenberg says the evidence is insufficient for the court to review the commission's reasons for denying the permit. So the decision to deny is reversed and remanded back to the commission. He says the borough must either determine whether to enter new findings of fact or hold a new hearing on AMG's permit application. Hansen says a hearing is scheduled for the commission's July 14th meeting.
Let's do it over. AMG can present their case again, and we'll be as thorough as possible.
AMG co-owner Gaffney declined to comment for this story, citing ongoing litigation. After Pollenberg's decision, AMG filed a motion to recuperate attorney fees from the municipality of Skagway. Borough manager Scott Hahn says the borough opposes AMG's claims over court costs and is contesting that motion. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.